I'm so excited to be here, see those incredible Windows 10 features, and to once again be here at Computex to represent you, our customers and our partners, the people who design, build, and sell Windows 10 devices that inspire our customers and our business partners around the world. Today, I'm going to talk about growth, the opportunities that our businesses have, the opportunities that we have, and how we're going to grow together as we see the coming year. We all know the number, 600 million PCs over 4 years old. That is a huge opportunity for all of us as we start thinking about how do we refresh those consumer and commercial devices. But also we see key growth in some of these new categories that we're seeing invented and growing as a result of Windows 10. The explosion of two-in-one devices, you can see there, that incredible growth rate. Moving to all-in-ones continuing to be the modern desktop and the replacement in both consumer and commercial for those devices. And that incredible growth in gaming year on year with over 1.2 billion people gaming, of which 62% of that is on Windows. And finally, IoT. This is a billion unit plus market, growing at 19%. All of these represent opportunities of how we'd like to partner with you and how the unique investment in R&D and Windows 10 will come together in the experiences we build with you in the next year. Now, the best way to talk about this is to show some of those devices and show how the innovation works, from building on what Li Qian showed you to showing how the hardware innovation has come together for these incredible experiences. And I'm going to start with that fast growth category, nearly 60% growth year on year. And those numbers were 16, 17 in the two-in-one category. The first device I'm going to show you is the Dell Inspiron 15. This comes in the 13 and 15-inch category. And what I love about this device, apart from being a first at Computex, you can see that it has this beautiful touchscreen. It has the Windows Hello camera that enables you to unlock that device with your face, bringing the dream of no more passwords to reality in this device. But this is that 360 design that we see so popular in two-in-ones, but also this device is $529 equivalent. So these capabilities really are accessible. The next device here, we see this ASUS Transformer Pro 3, a really beautiful design from ASUS. You can see there's an incredible capability, beautiful, in terms of that detachable two-in-one. The next device, the Huawei MateBook. Again, a device using this incredible technology, beautiful screen, thin and light design, and with a pen as well as a magnetic case to put in it at the side. As we start to see these devices, both from ASUS as well as the Huawei MateBook here, pen becomes such an integral part of the experience enabled through Windows 10. Now, our partner locally here, IP3, this is a device where you'll see more and more OEMs and, in fact, even local brands or even retailers be able to pick up these devices. Again, this great two-in-one form factor with the magnetic keyboard, beautiful design, and you see this brushed aluminum look on the back. Now, building on the success of the Lenovo X1 Carbon, you see the ThinkPad. Now, what they've done here is taken that great platform with the ThinkPad X1, and they've added that 260 hinge to it. Again, leveraging the pen, leveraging the touch, and these modern experiences in this two-in-one category. And you see the pen there and its dock. Great growth enabled in that category with Windows 10. The next device is really a sneak peek, so I'm going to just show you this briefly. It's not out to market, and you'll see it later in the year. But this is the result of a collaboration between Porsche Design and one of our local OEMs. And this is a two-in-one. It's a detachable two-in-one. You can see the design there. You can see the nice logo. And this is a no-compromise tablet, beautiful kind of port there. This is the device that will have pen, it'll have touch, detachable two-in-one, you'll see later in the year. A rapidly emerging category from us, and something you'll have seen recently, is this device, this mobile device from Acer, the Jade Primo. And you see there, you have the dock. And what this does is takes Windows Mobile and enables, when docked, a full-screen experience. So this is your unit of personal compute on a beautiful smartphone design, but when docked, you have a full screen experience. We use keyboard and mouse and your favorite Office 365 task. You could take the device with you, you can put your phone in your pocket, whether you're at work or at home, and then dock it go to big screen. Another design here, in the same, using the same continuum technology in Windows 10, is the HP X3. You can see this beautiful metal finish there with the Bang & Olufsen speaker. Beautiful design there from HP. Again, with that same dock, bringing that enterprise-class security to your mobile environment as well as the full screen. The next category we see this great growth is in the all-in-ones. Why do people love all-in-ones? They love them because they're portable, as well as you can just replace your desktop. They're very thin, they're light. This is a beautiful design from Acer you see here. This is the Acer Aspire Z3. Actually detach from our power supply here. You have 4 hours battery unplugged, and all of this for less than $500. So it's this beautiful design that could be equally at home in the kitchen or moving around the house for your home media or playing games, as well as in the office replacing traditional desktop. Of course, one of the most exciting categories, and we see so much here, both in terms of CES as well as here at Computex, is the gaming category. Great growth here, and you've all done a huge amount of innovation here this year. And we've really enjoyed great growth here in our average selling prices, as well as some of the innovation that we've seen in terms of how our customers use these devices. A good example at the top here is you can see this Lynx Vision device. This is actually taking an industry standard tablet running Windows 10, and with this jacket, you can actually use it to play your Xbox or your games. One of the things we've done in Windows 10 is we've actually had some very unique capabilities building Xbox and Windows together. One of them, as I just talked about, is to be able to stream your Xbox gameplay onto your Windows 10 PC. So if somebody is using your Xbox on your TV screen and you want to use your TVs for something else, you can stream that gameplay onto your PC. The next thing we've done is we enable you to use your PC as a personal video recorder for your Xbox. So you can record your gameplay, and if you want to take that magic moment from your game and save it to the internet or post it to Twitch, you can do that with Windows 10. The last two things we're doing in Windows as it relates to Xbox is we are going to launch more and more of our first-party titles simultaneously on Xbox and PC at the same time. So cross-platform play becomes even easier. And finally, you'll continue to be able to see your high scores and your various achievements in your gamertag in the Windows 10 Xbox app. So huge value being added to those PCs that enable you to build and leverage that capability. We can see there, this is the G65 from MSI. Super, super piece of innovation here. The way this device is cooled with a fan that creates this tornado effect coming up through the middle of the device there to actually cool it. This is the ASUS GL752. Again, a really, really nice device, building on that Republic of Gamer family and that great brand that's becoming more and more popular worldwide at the moment with discrete graphics and super powerful computing. The Gigabyte device here again, taking this IPS QHD screen, Core i7, discrete NVIDIA GeForce GTX, discrete graphics, really bringing these powerful gaming scenarios to the mobile world. And again, mobile gaming growing rapidly and something that we've all been enjoying, this kind of growth over 20% in the last couple of years, and gaming itself, the actual gameplay growing over double digits worldwide. The next device here is another notebook from Razer, who you'll know very well with really nice devices. They have these great backlit LED screens and very high-performance stylish designs. The thing I wanted to show you about this demonstration here is this core. This is called the Razer Core. This is a discrete graphics card sitting in a separate box that when you plug it into your notebook, you get the full capability of discrete, accelerated, separate graphics. Again, being able to hot swap into your device, leveraging the power of those separate graphics cores in this device. A very, very powerful design. You can really start to see how building businesses and this growth in gaming is enabling these new scenarios for hardware innovation from yourselves. Of course, the VR headsets that we see here from Oculus, one of our new partners, 3Glasses and HTC, those are all tethered to the high-end gaming PCs. And one of the things that we've been able to do is design those big, powerful gaming rigs to take advantage of some of the new content coming with some of these tethered glasses. The last category, and this is the billion-unit category, this is IoT. And we have a few devices here that really just kind of bring together a few of those moments of IoT where we see great growth at the moment. This is a ruggedized Windows 10 tablet, and you see kind of some of the industrial capability that the Windows platform enables you to build. You can see here we've actually got an Intel RealSense camera. We have a barcode scanner and LED, as well as a ruggedized tablet that's waterproof, dustproof. This one, when coupled together with a software solution, actually enables this particular company to be able to take photos of cargo, be able to build maps and sizes of cargo, and then the software solution will actually help this shipping company define what's the best way to organize this physical three-dimensional cargo space within that application. That's a good example of an industrial tablet plus a solution plus cloud that really brought great business value to this partnership. The FCF1, this is a full Windows 10 ruggedized device. You can see this kind of industrial mobile handheld business. You can see there the barcode scanner on the back with detachable battery. These are ruggedized industrial devices, Panasonic continuing to be a great world leader in ruggedized device. Again, bringing the power of the enterprise-grade platform of Windows 10 to devices. Most of these are business solutions that require that level of security, but also manageability and serviceability that you don't get on any other platform, and why Windows 10 is so popular for device builders building enterprise applications. A great example here is this Home Hub. And this is a good case of what we would call Windows IoT Gateway. It's a small hub and a gateway. You can see you've got USB and micro SD running Windows. And this device would actually connect to multiple sensors or devices in the home that would actually help you drive from that. And finally, we've got a couple of devices here from Mouse Computer. This enables you to actually take Windows Hello cameras direct to your device, as well as this is actually a fingerprint reader that plugs into USB. So Mouse Computer, a super bit of innovation. You can actually add these devices to PCs to enable you to plug into that biometric sensor platform that Windows has. Of course, we see growth across other categories, industrial automation and handheld terminals, as well as point of sale. But the real growth has been coming from basically taking this device and then adding it to cloud capabilities and software solutions. So really thinking about the commercial opportunity as a device as a service, where you can build your monetization and capabilities with us through the life cycle of the device with the customer. And this is where we really see the most amount of growth. So the best person to really talk about this is, in fact, my next guest, and this is Jeff Reed. He's the CTO of Arrow, a Fortune 130 company. And Jeff's going to come out here and talk to us about what Arrow did with IoT and Windows. Hey, Jeff.
Thanks,
nice
Nick.
To see you.
Nice to see you. Appreciate it.
So, you know, Jeff, we have great partnerships, and as you do with many of the people in the audience, but there's one of these kind of great examples that I'd love you to talk about that we did together. But before we kind of get into that, why don't you tell us a little bit about Arrow and what you do, you know, for Arrow?
Sure, Nick. Thanks. Arrow kind of sits at a hub of an IoT ecosystem.
Yep.
If you think of IoT as two sides to a coin, you've got the devices side, the things side, and you've got the data side. We do about $13 billion a year in electronics components globally. So on the devices side, we and our partners are putting components into IoT devices every day. On the data side, we do about $9 billion a year in what we would liken as enterprise infrastructure. So that includes software security. It also includes data and analytics platforms. So those two sides of the coin are core to our business, and IoT forces us to take both of those together. And with Windows plus Azure, it's a great example of driving our business forward in the IoT sense of the word.
You know, I think you've been so successful doing that. As you said, you've got your great components as well as your data business. A lot of that came together with Colorado State University, a huge university in the U.S. Why don't you tell us about what you did there and how you kind of visualized the problem, and then the solution that you brought together with many of the partners in this room for ultimately a huge amount of value for them.
Exactly. Colorado State University is a large public university in the United States, about 24,000 students, and they had a pretty simple, straightforward thing they wanted to accomplish. They spent about $20 million a year in power consumption, and they wanted to, like all of us, reduce that power consumption and become a more green university. So we worked with our partners on the device side, sensor manufacturers, gateway manufacturers, and coupled them with an ISV partner on the data side. And we put those sensors into the university setting. And they wanted to do a proof of concept. They wanted to quickly see what is IoT and what can it do for our business? Can it reduce these costs? So we put sensors in the room to test temperature, humidity, pressure. We combined that with sensors that detect how many people are in the room. We then took external data about the forecasted weather, and we found that by taking that data, pushing up it into Azure, and doing machine learning and analytics on top of it, and building a visualization app like you're seeing there, showing the university that on average they could reduce costs by about 26% with this solution. So it was a good way of taking the device side of our business and the data side, putting our partner and ecosystem together quickly, and show how they can, you know, solve this problem for the university.
You know, I think it's tremendous how you're able to build that. Anyone that can go out the door and build a solution end-to-end using kind of Windows components and save a customer 26% on energy consumption, I'm sure that's a replicable solution that we're both going to, you know, enjoy business for definitely years to come. So this is the big question, ultimately. Why did you choose the Microsoft technology, and how does partnering with Microsoft help Arrow?
Yeah, there's the technology portion of that decision, and then there's the business side. So as a CTO, I often have to look at different technologies and decide, you know, is this something we're going to take to market? So there were three reasons with Microsoft that kind of stood out to me. One was the ease of use. So we had an existing partner with an embedded solution, and it was easy for them to migrate to Windows 10. And with the rich API set between Azure and Windows 10, we could quickly do a proof of concept. So there was the ease part of it. But the second thing was the flexibility of Azure. So, you know, not all IoT devices are going to have Windows embedded on them. And Azure has a flexible, open architecture that allows us to take other devices, plug that data into Azure, and do visualizations that, so to speak, mash up that data and find new insights for the business. The third reason is probably one that not many people think about, but I think gives Microsoft a big competitive advantage, and that is the enterprise class nature of this IoT software solution. You know, companies and governments care about security end to end, right? They care about the data that they're producing. So with Azure, not every IoT solution is going to have the data go into the cloud, the public cloud. And Azure has an Azure Stack architectural platform that our partners can build a single IoT solution, and if the customer says, look, I want my data on a private cloud, they don't have to re-architect that solution. They can go to that customer and say, here's our IoT solution for your private data center. So those are some of the technical reasons. The business reasons is what's got me most excited. We've had a healthy Windows embedded business, and thanks, you know, to you guys and our partners for that business run rate we've had and the money we've made doing it. But for the first time, we're able to couple that with the huge product stack that's part of Azure, and our partners can create a single solution that they can monetize end-to-end. So when you talk about the growth, all of us are looking for companies for growth in this global economy. And this is brand new growth for our partners, right? It's the existing business plus this new growth business. And I think that's probably the most exciting thing this year that's happened with us with the Windows plus Azure message.
Splendid. You know, Jeff, it's been a great partnership. I know we'll continue partnerships with many more of our customer solution sets, and hope to be continuing to work with the partners in the audience as well.
Hey, thank you
so much.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Jeff. I think that goes to just show when you kind of couple that innovation, the unique capability of Windows 10 end-to-end with the cloud, we can build huge new business together in existing established markets, and why Windows, both in terms of how we work as well as our technology, is differentiated from other choices that we have. And that goes to really that final slide here that I would like to share with you, which is how we work with you, how we think about the investments we make, how we make commitments to each other, and how we build businesses together. In the next 12 months, in the next fiscal year for Microsoft that starts in July, we will invest nearly $2 billion in marketing across all of your devices. That is generating demand, that is showing through industry, that is talking to customers and integrating solutions. This is part of our commitment as part of you on the Windows ecosystem. And I have six devices here that are some of my favorites on where you start to see all of those capabilities that you saw in Yi-Chen's demo of Windows 10 that are new and different, that bring these modern experiences to those people who have those 600 million devices over 4 years old, that motivate them to get up and go to the internet or go to the store and buy new devices, that also feature these great new ways to interact with these modern PCs that look very different to those older PCs. whether it's talking to your device, whether it's the ability to detach the keyboard and the screen or work in continuum, or whether it's just to write in a seamless way in your application. Let me just show you a few of my favorites. Here we have the HP Spectre X360, this beautiful new color with Bang & Olufsen sound. This one's Core i7, these great copper accents and full ports. The next one, the Asus Switch Alpha 12. The one thing I'd like to say to you on this is liquid cooled. Yes, it's a liquid cooled 2-in-1 from Acer. This beautiful design where they've used this liquid loop as well as having ink and all of the things you want from a 2-in-1 on that design. Tremendous bit of design that enables them to put a Core i into this 2-in-1 and keep it cool with that performance. The Dell XPS 13 continues to be a beautiful design where they've enabled a 13-inch screen and an 11-inch chassis, this great carbon fiber technology, as well as good-looking and lightweight, and that Infinity edge-to-edge glass. The ASUS UX360 again recently announced this beautiful thin design with Bang & Olufsen sound, incredible audio, with the 360 form factor that, again, you really start to see all of these capabilities with Hello and Cortana and Touch on the device. The Yoga design, the 900 here, gets better and better, beautifully thin with that inimitable styled hinge from Lenovo. Very good looking device. And finally, the Samsung Galaxy Tab Pro S, this beautiful Super AMOLED screen that has one of the most beautiful designs you can see, and obviously from Samsung in this lovely white enclosure. So that leads me to the end of the presentation, and really to just say thank you so much for the partnership. We have those great growth categories. We have our core business of the 600 million PCs that we're going to refresh and drive together, as well as partnering new devices such as IoT. Thank you for your time and look forward to seeing you in the next year. Thank you.